stops. He said that Daddy told him not the way it used to be. He goes, sock one, I know he's cold. And his hat. Now, I want you to look these people over and see which one you think is, as far as you know, a lot of you don't know, but some of you know how he used to look. Would you vote for that person tonight? Yeah. Okay, step across here, Mr. Kevin. You got on something that I ain't never seen before. Come across here, baby. Go around and come up where you see. Old fashioned. Mm-hmm. Take a good look at him, of course, big man. Yes, ma'am, I'll be with your house tomorrow for some black eyed peas. Dad, come on out, baby. Bless your heart. Now that's Cousin Susie there, right? Sunday school teacher. Yeah, I've been to Sunday school. That's Grandma Hager. That's the first kid ever. That's all right. Come on, sir. Come in with me.
No, you know what that is.
Very good. Don't forget, we're going to point out who was the imitation of past year. That's Mary Bell. Sure the world.
How you doing out there?
Going to see about the city. Over in the right-hand corner, we see Deacon Bob over there. Come on out, Deacon Bob. Deacon Bob. Gold watch on his bosom. Get things in order. Deacon Bob. Give him a hand. Charlie Francis of old times. Got a Lewis. Now he's doing a real job there. We're out here on the space in the morning. He is the janitor of the church. Oh, slow. Now, who you think? Let me get in there. Sister Mary Ann, are you ready? Tell us when you're ready, Mary Ann. Not ready yet?
Yeah.
Wow. The old-fashioned dressing, I ain't see but one woman that I just fell in love with.
Uh-oh.
And that's Sister Louis.
You ain't supposed to be both.
She looked just like my grandmama on my mother's side.
Your grandma was changed. Well, I tell you what, this Brother Louis wasn't supposed to be fooled, so he's involved in the old fashioned look. But since he picked out grandma, we're just gonna let it go at that. Grandma's a man. Grandma, you are the champ. You are the champ. Step out there, Grandma, and take a, get a picture. Let's have a picture of Grandma. And from now on, we know who Grandma is.
Just wait until in the moment.
I hope Grandma is not like a lady when I was talking to you about her son. They were in the service, and I was asking about him. She said, one of my sons is out of the United States, Reverend. Pray for him. I said, yeah. Where is he at? She said, he's in Virginia. He need prayer. So,
in the future, Mrs. Lewis, I'd like to salute you by saying, hi, Grandma. Don't be mad at me. Do whatever culture you look like. Let's take an offering. If you don't mind, brother, if your wife here, you're going to give her a nickel.
I'd like for the secretary to come by with
an offering, and I want you to turn out now. We want you to give an offering, and then we turn out. So before you turn out, we're going to ask the ushers to ask you to come around and take an offering.
Thank you.
About to adjourn the service, and there are some refreshments and dining here for you. We hope you took time out to go by and share it with us. We planned it for you. And we hope you got enough time to enjoy it with us. Gene Johnson in the house. He is to have to stand up. Gene Johnson. Gene has been close to desperately ill. And I visited him during his illness, and as far as I knew, Gene would be I would want you to be aware to give Gene an offering. Gene has a family, three, four kids. They've been sick for 5 or 6 months. And we are supposed to help our brothers and our sisters.
Amen.
When they are incapacitated to the point where they can't maneuver for their family at their desire. So I don't need to say any more to you. If you can, this is the Bible, the book says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'd rather give a give Gene and see Gene's condition. I'm more blessed that way. I'm already blessed. I don't know how long, but right now I'm not sick like Gene then. And I want you, while I'm talking, just start moving. Come to the table. Cousins, sisters, brothers, wife, friends, whoever will. Now, if you don't want to do anything about it, just keep your seat.
You are
even, it's a miracle from God because yeah. they say they wouldn't even live from the talk or either, you know, be able to walk again. True, when he had this crook, he did not, was not able to walk, but God had worked a phone, a miracle.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
He's walking, he's giving him water. They gave him a candlestick, stick, but he refused to use it. He said he would not use it. So this is the faith we need today, knowing that God will bring us through. So he have a walker and a cane stick on, but he will not use it. So God have blessed him with the faith.
Yeah.
I pray about for my companion.
Yeah.
And no secret. What are you done for others? Every one of you who hear me saying there is no secret. Can I get a witness? What God can do, what he done for others. Thank God for Gene, who is a living witness. Like I said earlier, I told you, like I said, I visited with Gene's family when he was with the Lord Watermark. Couldn't understand what he was trying to say. But God had, Gene had brought me from a long, long way. Oh, he brought me mighty. He caught me. Well, he caught me when I was lost. Oh, he brought me from a long way. She brought me from a long way. Oh, he brought me from a long way.